we all knew he could fly.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, welcome to the Non-Chasers here for Sportsbet and SCN Track. What a week it's been. Melbourne Cup has been run and done, the greatest race in the world. And you heard there the boys just tipping the winner. Blistering time. I know we've heard it all week, but an absolutely sensational run from Hardstyle Reco. So congrats from the Non-Chasers family to all. Lucky Carrots and Bananas as well as Hardstyle Reco, who is now off to stud for a bit of fun after racing. But here we are, Non-Chasers. A couple of shows left in the season, boys. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined as always by Shagger. How are you, Shagger?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm good.
That's all right.
Can you hear the energy in my voice? Good, I'm excited.
Though, aren't you? Didn't you have some exciting developments last week?
Let's get to that. That's agenda item number two on the run sheet. We'll have to talk about the Melbourne Cup first. But yes, we will get there. Kenny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just heard you say there the boys tipped up the winner. I think you tipped up Tommy and the other two lads tipped up Simon. I tipped up the winner.
It was a sensational tipping effort.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like you lads taking credit for my work.
Oh, well, hang on.
Well, if we review Fastbucks, Kenny, I think you had first pick and went with Simon told Helen.
Exactly. But Fastbucks is a different story. It's a lot of pressure.
No,
calmed down, it was like, what's going to win? Hard Style Reco. That's what I said.
Gunner, how are you, mate?
All right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, mate. All right. You said
so
really,
chirpy, Gunner.
Yeah, you said really thrilled, mate. You're really just pandering to the finish line now, aren't you, mate?
Yep, I've got more important things to do, so let's get this out of the road.
Oh, no, let's go there. What's more important than this podcast, Gunner?
Anything's more important than spending time with you, Lux.
this is the most important hour of the week. Of course, it's the Non-Chasers. We love it. Melbourne Cup, super. Let's just have a little listen to all 29.81 seconds of it. As we said before, just a cracking race, and it was taken out in spectacular fashion. Let's hear how Hardstyle Reco got it done.
Away and racing, and Simon told Helen began okay. Hardstyle Reco won the start, and he's looking to cross, and cross he does. Hardstyle Reco led them clearly. Put three on Zipping Sullivan, then Simon told Helen, Tommy Shelby. Three lengths away, Tough Tears, Tick Along Talk, then Shimmer Shine, and seeing them all, Lucy's Milo, but Hardstyle Reco stretches them out, led it four lengths in the Melbourne Cup to Simon told Helen, and then Tommy Shelby, but it is all Hardstyle Reco, and he is going to absolutely bolt the Melbourne Cup. Hardstyle Reco by five lengths to Simon told Helen, third Tommy Shelby, and then Tick Along Tonk, followed by Tough Tears. Well back.
Sensational stuff by the Reco. Just to 100% clarify, track record is now 28.91. If my maths serves me correctly, Shagger, beat the old track record by about five lengths.
No, not quite.
Damn it.
Five lengths. Paddy's got a track record of getting the track record.
Less than a length.
Less than a length? What was the old track record?
Was it 28.94? Something like that.
I'm actually going to throw the team down, stand out under the bus, because the old track record I saw, the advertised track record, was around 29.2.
And you said five lengths?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
Someone's putting outdated data on the website.
No, I think you were going off unlawful entries track record, and it was much quicker than 29.2.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
several dogs have beat 29.2 in the last couple of weeks.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, surely it's not. He hasn't just come out and smashed it by five lengths. But still went with it. But on the other half of my brain, I thought, well, it was that good that maybe he did.
I'd be surprised if there's another half.
Yeah. Well, it was sensational nonetheless. What I also thought was sensational was this little. We've got this vision/audio of Lucky Carrots Batsakos. It's a tough one to say. I'll just go with
Carrots and bananas is better, mate.
And this was during the race, so you can hear the audio underneath it, but it's also, this is what Lucky was doing behind the boxes. Have a listen to this.
Racing, and Simon told Helen began okay. Hardstyle Reco won the start, and he's looking to cross, and cross he does. Hardstyle Reco led them clearly. Put three on Zipping Sullivan, then Simon told Helen, Tommy Shelby. Three lengths away, Tough Tears, Tickle on Top, next Shimmer Shine, and seeing them all, Lucy's Milo, but Hardstyle Reco stretches them out, led it four lengths. stakes in the Melbourne Cup to Simon Told Helen. And he is going to absolutely bowl the Melbourne Cup in.
Oh, isn't it just sensational footage? One thing I just love, you've got old Dave Burnett there trying to sort of say congratulations as Hardstyle Rico's come around the bend, and like he just goes, get stuffed, mate, I'm celebrating myself. Arms up in the air. As soon as he's finished, he's just whacked the little barrier out of the way and he's off. Imagine, though, if he did – I've often had this thought, because the Dogs are so used to, like, their master calling them, if Hardstyle Rico just stopped – when he was coming around that final bend because he heard Lucky carrying on just there at the boxes.
I think Lucky actually thought that himself, because as they're coming around the bend, he actually takes a few steps back. So maybe that is a kiss.
Rico was in the zone by then. There was only one thing in sight. There was nothing that was going to stop him. He had everything tuned out by that point.
I was genuinely worried that Lucky would jump on the track and run up home with him. he looked very keen to go where the boxes were.
Do you want to know who else was snubbing people after the victory or during the Melbourne Cup? It wasn't just David Burnett that was getting snubbed. Rico snubbed old Carrots and Bananas, I reckon. He was down there trying to give him a kiss, and Rico was just had his head up everywhere, getting away from his face. He was like, "This is my moment, mate. Let the cameras get on me. Get your ugly head out of the road."
Yeah. Bugger off, old Lucky. No, it was sensational footage. If that was me, I would just be dead still. As soon as you go into the lead, I'd be so superstitious. I'd just be like rock hard still. But no,
you had a winner last week, Paddy. Were you rock hard still when that one?
No, I wasn't rock hard still. We'll get to that. Hang on, don't worry. I do want to say, though, we put up a same race multi for the Melbourne Cup, and it was so close, it wasn't funny. It paid 65-1. We went Simon Told Helen
They only pay if they win.
Shush. Simon Told Helen top two, Hardstyle Rico top three, tick. Tommy Shelby top three, tick, and Zipping Sullivan to squeeze in for the top four. Now, Zipping Sullivan was in that leading four pack for 500 metres of the 515-metre race, and then Tigalong Tonk finally got into clear running and ran over the top of him. Oh, boy, we were close.
Sure were.
That would have almost been a crowning moment for the non-chasers if we could have got there.
Who taps up in Sullivan?
Who do you think? Gonna let us down. Mm. But that was the beauty of the promo on Friday night. We got a bonus bet back, so happy days. Tip off the top, fellas. Start with you, Shagger. What do you got for us?
I've got a couple I like in the early races at Ballarat tonight. Ballarat race 2, number 8, Remnants. It was very fast winner last week at Geelong. Needs to keep off the track and keep out of trouble here and just pick his moment to move. But he should be able to win if he stays out of trouble. And there's another one in race 3, Louis Lou, that I really like. He was very unlucky on debut at Shep. Broke through for an impressive maiden win off this same draw at Bendigo last week. He began well, ran smart time. There's not too much early pace to his outside here, so he should get every opportunity if he jumps decently. You'll be taking very short odds on him, but he looks an absolute moral to me, so maybe multi the two up.
Kenny, what do you got for us?
We're going to Wentworth Park, race 3. I'm going for box 2, 5-second rule. He's stepping up in trip here. He's a young pup. He hasn't raced a Wentley before, but he's been showing good earlies recently. The danger's in box 1, Ritzer Rain, but I think he can lead up Ritzer here, and if he can stay the distance, he should win this. He's currently 5-2.
Very good. I like it. There's your tip off the tops, listeners. So get stuck into them and we'll have some fun. Boys, in danger of not making this the Mr. Speaker Hour, I will just give a little tip of the hat to the great Red Fawn Flash, as James Vandermeer said. First win last Wednesday. Thank you, Mother, for the rabbits. He'll be going to the Meadows on Saturday night, where he's racing in a little maiden final where he can repeat the dosage. What do you think, boys? You're sounding a little bit quiet now. You're not as chipper as you were on Twitter the other day now.
What do you mean?
Well done, Paddy. We're over the moon for you. Your dog got a nice one at a very nice price.
You were shit canning me the whole time.
Well, my betting account was supporting you, and I had a small bet in them, and I'm delighted for you and delighted for my own wallet.
Excellent, Kenny. That's the spirit. Gunner, he'll always find a negative. He goes, oh, mate, you won the race, but the time you ran was absolutely cocked. I did not say it like that.
Mate, I haven't had a winner at the Meadows. I'd love to have a winner at the Meadows. I don't care if it won in 35 seconds over a 400-metre race. A win's a win.
It was a bit of a thrill. Certainly didn't expect it to happen. And the acid was put on me by many people saying, where was the tip? Because it got the job done at $13. Power played to 17. Thanks for coming.
Very well done, Paddy, by the way.
And it was exciting.
Are you aware that he's our biggest loser in the Top Gun stairs for next year? With a sounding syndicate.
I am very aware of this. Don't worry about that. I've seen the price go from 150s into 80s.
Yeah, we had to give him a cut. There's too much money on.
It would be one ply toilet paper at Sportsbet for the next 5 years if he was still up in the Top Gun stays next year. It was very exciting stuff. Gunnar, your little boom dog, Brother Bearing, how's he tracking along?
He got caught up in a lot of traffic last week's race, so just getting used to life on the circle tracks, I think. So we'll keep an eye on him for the future, but he's not going to win every race.
Did notice that Brother Bearing features in the Melbourne Cup 2021 market, Gunner, which is, of course, available now on Sportsbet.
It's a long, long way away, and I'm sure there'll be a few things that, as a party, would want to tick off leading up to that.
Okay, is that it?
what else do you want me to say? I'm not going to tip into the Melbourne Cup in 2021.
Iron out all the kinks.
You're finishing your sentences very abruptly, mate. You just get halfway through it and just stop. You get a rock hard stiff. Horror calls. We bring this segment back. I love a little bit of horror calls. This horror call dates back to 2007 or 2013, one of the two. I commonly get those years mixed up.
I think it's 2007.
Now, from optics outside to win, you go, hang on, this probably isn't a horror call. It's just more the uniqueness of what's about to unfold in this audio. It's from your homeland, Kenny, the great Irish Hope. Listen to this.
And away they go, and fastest in the stride was trap number four. Talon leads to the bend from trap number three, unperturbed. Around the opening turn, all trouble there in five. Cool Tiger left in front of trap number six, So Perfect. Then comes trap number four, Talon, down the far side. It's five. Cool Tiger leads. Six, So Perfect in chase. Number three is in the middle of the track. We could have a trouble here. Out front, though, it's number five. Cool Tiger leads from six, So Perfect, to close the gap. Around the final turn, number three is going to jump onto the track. Don't get alarmed. It's number five, though. Cool Tiger leads up the line. Six, So Perfect in second to five. Cool Tiger goes on to score. Second is number six, So Perfect.
A dog has a little bit of a tumble at the first bend and decides to get up, run through the middle of the track, and proceeds to jump the running rail and, in fact, win the race. He should be declared the winner, Kenny. But tell me that would not be the case.
He did well to get to the front. He looked like he was going to cause a lot of trouble. Dog. I'd say that the hairdriver actually had a big part to play there to steer that dog away from the rest of the pack. But I thought it was great commentary from the best commentator in the world, Ian Fortune, Shelburne's commentator. It was very smooth there. And the big difference there is, like, I think if that race was in Australia, it would have been void. Result stands. Not the Box 3 one, but the one that came second actually won.
Would have been a justice payout, Kenny.
Yep. So that would stand in Ireland. That race, there would be no voiding of that race, that would completely stand.
It would only be void if the dog that came off the track interfered with the rest of the pack, which he didn't.
Okay. Fascinating. Well, yes, it makes horror calls, but it's actually been flipped on its head, because that was a very good call. But the reason it sneaks in there is because Ian Fortune still calls them by their bloody numbers. If he's the best caller in the island, call them by their name the whole way around.
Was the winner not called Song Pitcher?
Too late when as soon as you start calling the numbers and mixing and matching. This isn't fast bucks in a race, all right? This is
very much like fast bucks. I heard numbers and names, you know, keeping everybody right.
Call them by their name. There's your horror call. Let's quickly do fast bucks, fellas. We're going to Dapto, the world famous Dapto doggies. Of course, we are gearing up to the Sportsbet Megastar. Big race there at Dapto next week, the heat on Thursday night. But we're going to do dog food for Thursday night's 10-race card. Can you give us a little update on the scoreboard, Kenny?
Yeah, not dog food, fast box.
Did I call it dog food?
Yeah, it is dog food sometimes.
Well, last week's results were definitely dog food. Nobody did very well. No change in the scoreboard. Shagger's in last place and minus $306. I am on zero, no negatives, no pluses. And Gunner is still miles in the lead on $224.
The scoreboard. Okay, here we go. Fast box. Musica. Race number one, Kenny.
Mames Rose.
Gunner.
Oh, jeez, what number's that?
Four, Mammy's Rose, Mimi's Rose.
I'm going eight Fantasy Flower.
Shagger.
Champness Len.
Race two, Shagger.
I'll go Zeems Park Girl.
Gunner.
Fast box, lads.
Hurry up.
Well, if you don't know any of the dogs, it makes it pretty bloody difficult. Three, Aquamazy.
Kenny.
Hermosa, box seven.
Race three, Kenny.
Box one, Damarabil.
Shagger.
Vanabale.
Gunner.
Two, Mac Olga.
Race four, Gunner.
Number three, Light and Lily.
Kenny.
Number four, Nick Magic.
Shagger.
I'll go Zeems Park Miss after three.
Race five, Shagger.
Flying Ricardo.
Kenny.
Serious Object, box five.
Gunner.
Two, Cumbria Dreaming.
Race six, Gunner.
Number two, Shetland.
Kenny.
It's Abby and Ferret.
Shagger.
Esther's Diva, box one.
Race seven, Kenny.
Box three, Simon Tools, Helen.
Gunner. Yes.
Number four, Windlock on top.
Shagger.
Number two, Abby Jet Power.
Race eight, Shagger.
Three, Prim and Proper.
Gunner.
Four, Nangar Lily.
Kenny.
Two, Zaz to Excel.
Race nine on the card, the Sportsbet Greyhound Podcast.
The non-chasers Shagger. Race.
Jagora Bale.
Shagger. I mean, Kenny.
Box eight, Due West.
Gunner.
Three, Prodigious.
And then the last race on the card, Kenny.
Box five, Egyptian King.
Shagger.
Spring Chili.
And Gunner.
One, Alina.
Oh, I like it. That's good fast backing. And let's see how that one pans out on Thursday night. Let's take a break here on the non-chasers. We'll be back with plenty more. Of course, our guest, we haven't even announced it, Christy Sultana, Flying Ricardo fame, joins us on the non-chasers after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet, and we just keep finding the guests, fellas. There was a moment of concern when we couldn't get anyone on, and then Shag has come to the party and organised arguably the hottest name in town when the Dapto Megastar final rolls around next week. Got the red-hot favourite, barring Simon Told Helen. She's run into a very smart dog there. But Christy Sultana, welcome to the non-chasers.
Thank you, guys.
How is the feeling that Flying Ricardo, you're $1.30 in your heat, you shouldn't have any issue getting through to the final, but then you're going to be running into the big Roman nose and Simon Told Helen. How's your thoughts about that?
Oh, look, that's, you know, you never know what can happen in any race. So, I mean, I never like to say I'm a dead set favourite, but...
we like to say that.
Well, there's a bit of speed on the outside of me on Thursday or tomorrow night, so I'm a little bit concerned. But I just hope that he just steps out well and or steps with them at least, and then hopefully just gets that that clean run to the turn, and then hopefully he'll be away. But you know, you just never know these days.
And how's everything been since the Million Dollar Chase final? Obviously, a little bit disappointing on the night. Has he bounced back?
Oh yeah, look, he was in the Golden Muzzle auction at Richmond, and also actually that was a couple of weeks ago, and then he also won the Wentworth Park one. So he's flying at the moment, which is that's all we could ask for.
Well, it's his namesake, Christy.
Yeah. Well, that's why we called him that.
and you mentioned the Golden Muzzle. Can you go into a bit about how you came to purchase the dog and why in particular you picked this one?
Yeah, so I just went to the auction and with the intention of just buying a couple, which You just never know what they're going to go for on the day. We looked at the pups in the parading area, and they looked quite nice. They were well bred, and we had heard that the owners had done a fair bit of work with them beforehand, like as pups, just running them up the straight, and you know, doing all the handling and all those little things that take time to do. And so we just thought, oh, you know, we'll put our hand up for this one. And a couple of people kept trying to bid for him. And yeah, we just thought, oh, you know what, we'll just keep going all the way with this. And yeah, we got him. So we paid $7.5 for him. Yeah, and that's basically how he come about.
Excellent. And he's paid you back in spades so far, with plenty more to come, I dare say.
I hope so.
And you were saying you've got a bit of a family involvement in greyhound racing. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, look, my dad has been training for, oh God, I think since he was like 12 or 13, he's been involved in greyhound racing. So, yes, so we've known nothing else, my sister and I. My sister's a good trainer as well. So her and my dad share a kennel block. And then I've got the odd one or two racing as well. So, yeah, that's basically how we've come into it.
Sorry, Christy, I just wanted to go back to the gold muzzle races. The over the 400 metres at Richmond, obviously it was decent prize money, but what's it like prepping a dog between 500 metre series, taking them back to a shorter distance and going around one bend? Is that difficult for the dog? Is it difficult for the trainer?
Look, it was definitely difficult for me to watch. I closed my eyes at that first turn, I tell you. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, we know the dog's got a lot of early speed, so we knew the journey wouldn't be an issue for him. It's actually perfectly suited for him. We actually didn't end up trialling him ever out of those 400-metre boxes, so that was the first run that he had in the heats was his first time over the 400 out of those boxes. So, you know, he ended up getting beat, but you know, it's just a learning curve, and you know, he did everything right the next week. So you know, it was just basically you know, the auction race itself, it was just too good to resist. Basically, it was a good preparation for him leading up to Dapto. We didn't really want to throw him back at Wenny, you know, racing all the you know, the top quality dogs, and we just didn't want to risk him getting knocked around. So yeah, that's why we sort of took that path, really.
And he said there's been a bit of time since that race at Richmond. How it's probably different for each dog, but how many times do you need to trial him over 500 or hand slip him to then get him back up to the 500 metre trip?
Yeah, look, we so far we've given him a couple of runs. We ended up taking him up to Dapto last week, as everyone's seen, and gave him a proper run out over the 500. So he had basically, I think it was about a tenth and a half off the record in that trial, which we were quite happy with, because he hadn't had a run over 500 for 3 weeks, basically. So, you know, I can only hope that he will improve off that run.
So obviously he's going for the Megastar. Is there any plans after that, or is it more of a one race at a time? Because there's some big competitions coming up. Obviously there's the Silver Chief coming up soon in Victoria. Would that be a target for him?
Yeah, look, I'm definitely keen on that one. We don't like to take it too far with the you know, planning of races and all that sort of thing, because you just never know what can happen, you know, in the heats and then the final of this race. But look, everything going well, I think that's our target. You know, hopefully the dog will put in a good run at Dapto, and then, you know, we're trying to sort of build him up, hopefully, to have a bit of a stud career. So I think Silver Chief is obviously the target event for him, you know, trying to build up that stud career. So, but again, Melbourne's a different story. Sydney dogs don't seem to have a lot of luck down there. So, you know, different start, different boxes and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we'll probably have to take him down there for a trial, see how he goes, and then, yeah, basically make our mind up from there.
Well, I guess he's got great early pace, so I think, you know, if any dog is going to come down from New South Wales and have a bit of success down here, it'll be him. I did want to touch on, back to the Megastar, that I see that Sam and Michelle have a couple of dogs in the heats there, in the other heats. How do you rate their chances of getting through to the final?
Yeah, look, Dad's dog has got box one. She actually is quite strong, and if she leads, I think she'll be hard to beat. And Michelle's dog, she's actually going really, really good at the moment, but she's drawn the really hard heat. So it just depends on, you know, I think she's got box eight, and she's drawn Simon Told Helen as well. So, you know, it just depends. I mean, I don't know how Simon Told Helen goes first up on a track. So that's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, if Michelle's dog sort of gets across and you know, that first turn and she's leading, I'd like to be on her.
How do you, providing you all get through to the final, Christy, what's family dinner going to be like if you run 1, 2, and 3 in the Megastar?
That'll be very interesting.
That'll be sensational.
Look, I mean, we're all happy for each other, and you know, the support's always there. And Michelle, I beat Michelle in the blacktop actually, so I actually felt sorry for her, but I was,
you know, no, you don't say
quietly,
that.
Quietly proud, but yeah,
there's no love lost in this game. Don't say that at all. I hope you let them know who's boss.
Yeah, but look, you know, as long as one of us can get through to the final and you know run a good race and you know, and they all get around safely, I think that's the main thing really for us. And you know, we just don't want them coming home injured. That's our main thing, because it just takes a long time to get them right again, or you know, hopefully they keep racing, you know.
Now, bugger that, Christy. If my family was involved in a race, I'd be dining out on the win for years to come.
I'm just trying to be nice over the radio, that's all.
No, don't worry about that. We don't have time for pleasantries on this show. Now, we can't have you on without talking about the name. As an F1 fan myself, a massive fan of Dan Ricciardo's, and understand he's very much aware of that he's got a dog named after him.
Yeah, look, hubby and I usually head down to Melbourne every year to watch the Formula One. So, yeah, we're big fans. And, you know, hubby went down this year actually this year and got to the gates and they basically said, no, you can't come in. So he was devastated, but he got quite excited with the Greyhound when he started winning. And then Daniel Ricciardo is actually responding to some of the emails and the reports and stuff like that. So now he's quite interested, my husband. So
love it. That is sensational. Next step is getting Dan Ricciardo on the podium with you down at Dapto. That would be the jewel in the crown. Well, he's over in Bahrain at the moment, so it might be a bit tricky, but maybe in years come by. He's turning 2 next week, in a couple of days, is that correct?
Who, Dan Ricciardo?
No, not Dan Ricciardo. His namesake.
Yeah, he is actually. So, yeah, we might give him a little special treat. He likes his ice cream, so we'll give him some sort of special treat for his birthday.
Maybe Dan Ricciardo could sing happy birthday over Twitter or something.
That would be sensation. Oh, that would be – a lot of greyhounds seem to like McDonald's ice creams and the sort. Oh. I hope you treat him well, Christy. It was sensational. Really nice to chat to you. Thank you so much for coming on the Non-Chasers. We wish you all the luck in the world. Just get through your heat and then you can dine out on family dinner and just tell Sam and Michelle I'm the boss after next Thursday night. Thanks, Michelle. Not Michelle, sorry. Christy. I can't get that wrong. Thanks,
come on,
Christy,
Patty.
So much.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, Christy. Thanks, Christy. Thanks, Christy. Thank you.
Oh, I'll take a quick break. I need a reset. That's not my best moment at all. And we'll be back with non-chasers after the break. Welcome back to the non-chasers. I'll get the name right. Don't worry. I won't bugger that one up. Very, very exciting stuff to hear that Flying Ricciardo is absolutely flying going into the Dapto Megastar final. Well, the heats on Thursday and then the final hopefully next week. Always great to chat to those at the forefront, at the coalface of the industry, fellas. But we've got some formalities to get stuck into. We haven't done this for a while because we've been previewing the big races, but it's time to invest in the West. Kenny?
Right.
You've forgotten coming back, mate? After
no, I thought you... I don't know. Anyway... I this isn't really west. This is west of New Zealand, I guess. We're going to Hobart. Hobart race two on Thursday night. Box four recall's been in really good form as of late. The big danger in this race is box three, Green Machine. I think they're going to break fairly level, and box four seems to be finishing stronger. And you want to be running home quick at Hobart with the big long straight. So first tip of the week, we're going for Hobart race two, box four recall.
How long is the straight at Hobart? Is it the longest straight in Australia?
It feels like it, because I've backed dogs before going to that first bend, and you think you're home and hosed, and then like you just get swallowed up.
It goes forever, doesn't it?
Great track, Hobart.
Tommy Shelby. We forgot to mention Tommy Shelby, obviously going down to the Hobart 1000. He's going to enjoy that.
Just yeah,
what straight line?
What price is it to win the Hobart 1000, Jagger?
I think five bucks.
Just a Team Shelby just pulling the wool over everyone's eyes. Everyone expecting him to go back to WA for a bit of a breather.
Yeah, he'll have a good chance down there. He was really impressive in the final. He ran well.
He's strong. That long home straight will suit him down to the ground.
Yeah,
Not only the long straight, but the long first sectional as well. Just gives him that extra bit of time to really work into his gears.
Absolutely.
It's a beautifully designed track.
It is. It's the Hobart. It's one of the best, if not the best track in Australia.
Hats off to the team down at Hobart for just designing such a beautiful track.
It's turned into the Hobart hour. I love
it. You got to give Hobart its time.
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've given it a shout out in the show. So good on Hobart. And that best of luck to Tommy.
Most of our listeners are now getting out Google Maps to see where it is. Never heard of this Hobart place before.
Come on, lads.
didn't we have about a year ago? What was the boom dog coming out of Hobart, which was meant to be a jet?
PK Can.
Yeah. What happened to a Pico Can?
I just get running around grade fives for $800. That's what you do with a superstar. Yeah.
He's no handsome prince.
Sorry, I'm picking up some races. Kenny,
sorry, mate. We keep stealing your thunder. Take us back. Straight and narrow.
Keep Google Maps open because we're heading up to the gardens. I don't even know where that is. Somewhere in New South Wales. Newcastle. There we go. So that another place that's west of nothing. we're going to need to change the name of the segment. It's this Friday night, Friday evening, afternoon. It's at 5:10 or something like that, 5:15. Race 9, the gardens. Box 5 here, Blazing Dizzy, is in flying form. Looks very likely to lead up here. But struggles if anything challenges it, and it might get a bit tired late on. There's a dog here in box one. I don't know if any of you lads noticed this dog when he last ran. He's called Vegas Gangster. He is the new Frida Las Vegas. He came from last to second last week. He did a time that'll beat any dog in this race. He's going to be very enjoyable to watch, and I just have to follow him. And just with his run last week, hopefully he can come from last to first this time. So we're going for the Gardens Race 9, Box 1, Vegas Gangster. Stick him in your black book because this dog's going to be a joy to watch.
Good name too.
It is. That's a
gangster.
And then we're heading west. We're going all the way back out to Cannington. Saturday night, Race 6. This is a real obvious pick. He's going to be a sharp price, but I love giving him a shout out every time he runs. Box 4, that's in Race 6. Yeah, I already said that. Sunset Spitfire. He is stepping up in grade here. He's running against Starbuck. He's against Fernando Star, Sir Monty, Sunset Toxic. This is the hardest race he's had so far. This will really let us know like how good a dog he is. He's won 11 from 11. He should win this, but it's going to be a real test for him because Fernando Star, Sir Monty, and Starbuck are three of the best dogs in WA. I think he can do it. He's going to be short, but just watch this dog. He wins the Melbourne Cup next year. Race 6, box 4, Sunset Spitfire.
I love it when you have a little love child.
I said he'd won it this year, but he didn't go. I think there's just with the restrictions, he didn't want to travel. So we'll get there next year. And we'll finish off with Race 9. I'm going for a big outsider here. Box 8, Steinbrenner, the old Victorian dog. He's in a funny old race here. Box 1, Steve Minnelli looks likely to read up. I think Steinbrenner can run down. Box 2, Zach Minnelli is just back from injury, not peaking. He's slow away. Box four wants out wide. Box five needs a bit of room. Box four is going to take him out. Box seven is a historic time once in. So I think that Steinbrenner is going to get a big run down the outside here. And as we all know, he's a very pissy dog and he looks like he's going to be a big price. So that is Saturday night, Cannington, race nine. We'll finish off with box eight, Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner. Okay, good stuff, Kenny. Really like that. Very good stuff from yourself, Shagger. Let's shag.
What should we do now? Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right. So I'm going to head to Sandown for Thursday and kicking off with race one. And I think a same race multi might be a good play here. We've got a dog in box four by the name of She Rules. And dog in box five called Jackpot. And I'm going to suggest we go She Rules to run top two and Jackpot to run top three.
Yeah, baby.
She Rules shows great early pace. When she won last time at Warrigal. Question mark over getting the 500, but I do like her chances of leading and holding on to a top two spot here. And Jackpot's shown some ability in his short career.
He ran a big race two starts ago. Was it Warrnambool?
Yeah.
He's in my black book. I like this dog.
Yeah, so has had about a month
segment,
off.
Bit of segment stealing.
You talk about Hoover for 10 minutes, I say one sentence and I'm in trouble.
he's had about a month off the racing circuit and, I think SRM will be a good play there. Then race two, and I'm going to go on the same race multi again. Dr. Madison and Sweet Petite to run top two. I think they'll get the Quinella here. Dr. Madison was a really bold run last start, went 29.36 on Cup night. Albeit track was obviously in good nick with the record being broken, but she looked really impressive. Sweet Petite was in the same race, but didn't get into a good position there. I think she'll have a bit more room to move this week and they'll be able to run the Quinella between them. I'd expect both of these to be lining up in the Laurels Classic heats at Sandown. I think that's Sunday week, so keep your eye out for them there.
Yeah, baby!
And then moving on to race three, we've got a dog here, Utah Ghost, who was pretty impressive, who had pretty impressive New South Wales form at Bulleye when he began his career at a young age. He's had a bit of a spell. He's come down to Victoria. He's in the Tim Britton kennel now. Was mustering up pretty well last week at Sandown and then found trouble. I think if he jumps well here, he'll run a pretty bold race. Obviously, out in box six, there's a dog called She's So Kind who ran a really good race last week, and that's the one to beat. But I think Utah Ghost might get out to a reasonable each-way price there. So that's race three, number three.
Yeah, baby!
And then finishing off my Sandown tips here, race seven, number two, Run Like Jess to win. It was a great win last start at Sandown, 29.25. The inside draw suits. He's very strong late, but he can also jump reasonably well. And I'm hoping Aston Gwen in box three will do exactly as she did last time she had that box, which was to jump well and just move slightly off, and that might give Run Like Jess a nice bit of room to move early. Zipping Imogen on the inside's a generally a good beginner, but sticks to the rail. So Run Like Jess should have no trouble picking her off in the back straight. And the other dog to mention in this race would be Puppy Go Fast in box six. He'll run a bold race if he jumps like he usually does. But barring any trouble, I think Run Like Jess should be much stronger in the run home to get the win there. So that's race seven, number two, Run Like Jess to win.
Yeah, baby.
29.25, that's nearly Paddy's old track record.
Oh, Kenny, brutal.
It was the track record until the race after.
And I just wanted to really quickly touch on Albion Park Thursday. Queensland Derby and Futurity Heats are on. A couple of Derby heats there that caught my eye. Race two, number one, Major off the red, very well drawn, has fantastic record from boxes one and two. And then race three, number six, Farmore Beach. If he finds a front, which I think he will, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, baby.
I said Shagadelic, of course, as well. We can't forget our friends over at Dapto. We've got the heats for the Megastar, obviously, races 5, 6, and 7 in race 5, Flying Ricardo, the hot shot at $1.40 to get through. Race 6, Shetland's the favourite at $2.45, and race 7, Simon Told Helen at $1.35. And you boys are telling me that the first three are getting through, and then the second best time. First two get through to the final, and then the rest of the field made up on time.
Yeah, be the first, one and two in each race, and then the two fastest thirds.
Oh, woof, woof. I'm excited for that. And then our last show will be very Dapto Megastar heavy as we head up to the group one and up there at the world famous Dapto Dogs.
And just quickly, Ballarat Cup heats are on Saturday night. It'll be on Sky 2, but you can, if you've got the Sportsbet app, you can stream that and watch all the action. So, yeah, check out the Ballarat Cup heats Saturday night.
Well said, Chaga. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap it all up after this on the non-chasers. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. We're just going to wrap this all up. Unfortunately, no dog food. It's slipped away again. Just too much hard-hitting analysis here on the non-chasers. So we'll be back with a grand final edition of dog food next week, everyone's favourite segment. But now let's show everyone the money and find our best value selections of the week, or Thursday night, Friday night, maybe Saturday night if you're that way inclined. Starting with you, Shagger.
I'm going to go to Sandown Race 6, number 7, Jax Bailey's.
Oh, thanks a lot, Shagger. Now I've spent all morning looking for one. Now I've got to find something else. Awesome.
Sorry, Gunner. Yeah, look, Jax Bale, first go.
Do you guys not talk off air? You're not mates or something?
No. we keep our cards close to our chest for our tips, obviously.
Next week, we're actually talking to each other.
First go at the 600. Could lead here if he jumps at his best and overcome the awkward draw. Has a few smart ones to overcome. But, yeah, getting a little bit of a price about a pretty classy dog. So, Jax Bale, race 6, number 7.
Gunner. Okay. We'll come back to you. You've got a couple of seconds to find one. We'll go to you, Kenny. G'day, Arsh Hawk for Scotland.
I'm going for a big punt here. Race 9, Sandown, Thursday night. We're going for Box It Bromley. $21.
Oh, juicy. Now, my dog, I actually don't know the race number yet, but it'll be Saturday night at the Meadows. He'll be racing in the pink rug. He's known as Mr. Speaker.
What makes you think you're getting over $5?
And, judging by the time he ran last week, I know you guys are going to poo-poo him, so he'll definitely be over $5. But I'm saying it now so no one can come at me saying you didn't tip it this week. So Mr. Speaker on Saturday night. Is my show me the money selection. Gutter, can we trouble you?
I've got no idea because that's all. I'll go race 5, number 7, super Zoom Jake at $19. But, yeah, fair dinkum.
That is just a dart throw.
I like that dog. I haven't looked at the rest, but I like that dog.
It's a good dog.
Shagger's just all taking the wind out of my bloody sails. He prices up 80 races a week and he just has to take the one race that I've looked at. So thanks, Shagger. Looking forward to our next one-on-one where you get shit canned.
Absolutely. Non-chasers, multi. Fellas, I'm going to inject a little bit of juice into this, and I think Flying Ricardo will win the first heat of the Dapto Megastar, but Serious Object to run a place I think is a good bet. $1.75 to run a place for the non-chasers multi. Shagger, yourself?
Mine is race 9 at Sandown, number 5, Pyrocumulus, to run a place, hoping it can skip out to an early lead there and hold the place.
Gunner?
Race 2 at Sandown tomorrow night, number 1, Big Wings at $1.85.
And Kenny?
Dapto Race 6 Shetland, the 22 places, but it should come in.
Super. We'll give $3.50 for that. And, of course, you only need 3 out of 4 legs to get the non-chasers multi-home. Fellas, that's all. Like, listen, subscribe. We'll be back for our final show next week, a bit of a grand final, obviously, to celebrate the Dapto Megastar. But for now, that's all. And as always, just make sure you gamble responsibly on the dish liquors and have plenty of fun whilst you're doing it. Hooroo.
Hey, boys.